Morning. The Portfolio Committee on Agriculture calling on Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Minister Togo Didiza, to declare the areas in the Free State and Northern Cape affected by huge and widespread fault fires disaster areas. Joining us on the line now is the Free State MEC for Agriculture, as well as Acting Provincial Premier, William Bulwane. Good morning, good sir, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, and your listeners.
Let's start off by understanding how devastating those fires are. How widespread are they, and are they still continuing?
The fire, I can say that is still continuing, but yesterday when I was there, you could see the smoke, but it's downrooted. Once the wind is blowing too much, and then they start going wild again. So that's the situation.
And do we know how big an area it has affected? So how much farmland, livestock has been lost as a result of these fires?
We have talked to the disaster management team that is based on the area, of which yesterday it was difficult for them to say to us how many hectares have been affected and how many farms that have been affected, including the livestock. But in the next 5 days, they will still have to mop up and get hectare by hectare and the damage. But for sure, there are numbers of farmers that got started the damage so serious they can't even do anything, even though it's not yet over in terms of the reporting. But there are farmers that have been affected badly. One farmer lost close to 140 cattle. One farmer also the the World Environment, but those are not yet counted, as we can say that these hectares, including this damage, but those were the things that you could see as we are driving around that particular area yesterday.
No, for sure. I imagine there's been a deployment of all available resources then to go and fight the fire, right?
We have, yes, there is a deployment. But we're also waiting for the National to send a chopper that have a fire extinguisher on it to help that particular area, because we are told in terms of the weather, the winds, it can go up to Sunday, including the heat wave, it can go up to Sunday. So we need to monitor and look into that. So those are the things. They will send more firefighters, and including that helicopter, to help to prevent the situation and be able to say that the fire is no more.
I imagine you support the call by the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture for the National Minister Togo Didiza to declare the area a disaster area. Have you heard from the minister at all?
We haven't yet anything from the minister, but ourselves, we still have other responsibilities that we need to do as the province, getting the older reports from the people, go to the ESCO, and the ESCO do something, and finally go to COGTA, because it's the only department that can declare a disaster in a particular area. So those are the processes that we are still going to go through, and then we'll work with anybody. If the minister talk to us and say we declare a disaster nationally, we know that we are not a federal state, nationally supersede everything that we do in the provinces. We'll just hear. We'll just get the flow from the minister. So we don't have a problem if it will be declared a disaster, but there are processes to declare a disaster.
And just to confirm, you are following those processes because you would like the area declared a disaster by the national government?
If it is declared a disaster by national government, it will help. Because when the area is declared a disaster, it means that we must start looking for the resources to that particular area, deploy our resources to 1, 2, 3. As I've indicated, there are those processes that they will need to be followed. So we don't have a problem either way. Either it's us, because even us, we are going to recommend to the National Minister of COGTA to say, can the National Parliament declare that particular area? So if there are other processes that are going on, we won't have a problem. We'll kickstart our own processes. I've called a special executive tomorrow just to look into what is it that we can do, except that there's also a need to help, because those people have lost almost everything. What is it that we can do as government to help them? What is it that can other farmers do? As from yesterday, I've been making calls to other farmers to say, please, as you are looking at this, look it in the way that we are all able to help one another. So we need everybody. We need civil servants. We need a civil society. We need business people. We need other farmers to help the other farmers. We also need government, as government, to make sure that we help one another. So any process we satisfy.
The other province obviously affected is the Northern Cape. Have you been in touch with your counterpart in the Northern Cape to coordinate efforts in fighting that fire?
We are scheduled to meet via Zoom today around 12 to see what is it that we can do together to make sure that, because they are also affected. And then the other part, particularly when you're in Boshof, they'll tell you that the fire did started from that side of the Northern Cape and then it came across. But we are not blaming anybody. We should meet and begin to say how we're going to coordinate and work our activities together, because they also have the problem that we are sitting with.
Indeed. Thank you very much, William Bulwane, Free State MEC for Agriculture, as well as Acting Provincial Premier, reporting on the latest as far as those devastating wildfires, both in the Free State and the Northern Cape, are concerned.